Hi, my name is David Yak from Colorado Technology Consultants, and in this session we're going to talk about dialogues. Dialogues are a new feature of CRM 2011, allowing you to build interactive synchronous processes, and we'll dive into this a little bit more as we go through the next few minutes of the session. Dialogues participate in the process automation portion of CRM, so the idea here is that you have some process you want to automate and have, you know, a scripted process for. We have a number of different ways we can accomplish this type of automation in CRM, all the way from the very simple things where you can have, you know, custom activities and, you know, queues, you know, where you queue up workflow items, be able to pull things together. Those all play together as you know, kind of the user side of that business process automation. More on the far side, you have all the way down to workflows and BizTalk and Service Bus, just kind of the full spectrum of these business process automation techniques that you can take effect for. The dialogues come in the middle. They're kind of geared to be run by a regular user. So the idea is once they're set up, a regular user could go, execute them, and they're walking through a step-by-step guided process that, you know, could be a call center type scenario. That's the, you know, how they kind of got their original idea from. But they also have a lot more practical things for step-by-step things and just everyday business applications. So I don't think they're limited to just call center scenarios. Anything that has steps that you want the user to review something, get input, make decisions, you want to have kind of a guided process through that, that's where dialogues come and play real well. From a developer point of view, they play with workflow. You can hook up custom activities. We'll see, talk through that a little bit. They also sit on top of the XRM application framework. So when you look at this, dialogues kind of sit alongside the other things like workflows, plugins. They use a lot of the core infrastructure that CRM provides. So they run off of Windows Workflow Foundation, but they provide a declarative way to do that. So you don't have to jump into code to build a dialogue. Just like you would build a workflow with the web editor, you'll see a very similar style when building a guided process or a dialogue that you're going to build with CRM 2011. Some of the features of dialogues, they're basically designed to be synchronous and interactive. What I mean by that, if you contrast them to a workflow, workflow is kind of fire and forget. So you start the workflow, it runs in the background, goes through a series of steps. But those are prescribed steps, you know, other than evaluations that happen or check conditions or, you know, the twists and turns that they go through. They kind of start and they end up going through that process, but they do it in a very asynchronous background type way after the user starts them or triggered by a system event. Dialogues, on the other hand, are synchronous interactive, meaning that they're always triggered by a human, meaning that, you know, it could be from clicking a button or some action, but they're always intended to be consumed by some user sitting there running through them. The user is going to start at the beginning of the dialogue and kind of walk through a series of steps. Those steps can be pages, as we'll learn, or they can be automated processes. So in between those asking the user questions, you may want to go query the system to find out, do we already have that customer? You know, do we need to create a record for that customer? All these things can be automated behind, you know, in between these page steps. They're interactive because it's intended for the user to provide input on an ongoing basis. So as you go through these steps, a series of these pages, you're hopefully making decisions or collecting input and then getting results from the system and moving on. Like I said, it's built on top of Windows Workflow Foundation, which means that you get all the nice things, all the activities and things that you'd use with a workflow. You'll see a lot of those show up with the dialogue editor. When you're building a dialogue, you'll see a lot of the same ideas, including the concept of I want to create templates and have a security model that fits with CRM. All those things are all part of dialogues as well. It supports the solution framework. So what that means is that as you build these dialogues, it's possible to package them up so that when you ship your solution, you can include a handful of dialogues either as templates or as actual ready-to-run dialogues out of the box for a customer to run. When you're building these, the editor is very similar to if you were building a workflow. You'll see a lot of similarity. So if you're good at building a workflow, a lot of that knowledge can be applied to building a dialogue as well. You'll see the one of the core concepts is this concept called a page. So as we look through a dialogue, remember the whole idea is we want to prompt a user for something. So what is your name? They collect some data, so you'll be able to configure how you want the responses delivered. We'll see that as we get into the editor a little bit. The results from that are available to subsequent steps, so you could do then some evaluation on it. You can use queries. So this is where you'll use standard queries. So it could either be an existing view that you want to query data off of, or it can be a custom criteria that you build just for the purpose of the dialogue. It has things like input arguments and variables. So being able to access, you know, for variables, be able to calculate, you know, simple math, or, you know, add how many times you've been through something, pass that on to a subsequent one. Using the link to child dialogue so that you can kind of chain these together, either build reusable pieces or also have kind of an iterative process that you go through this script until you've reached the time that somebody says, no, I don't have any more to input, and then you've kind of finished the dialogue. So let's go look at these in a little bit more detail. So I'm going to jump over. I'm kind of using a scenario here I've used in a couple of the other sessions where we're talking about our kids. You may have them. Mine need to be reminded to do their homework. And it's kind of a process I have to do all the time. So I thought I'd go ahead and maybe script that so I had a consistent process, because they're always telling me I'm not very consistent in how I deal with some of these things. So I thought I'd leverage CRM to do that. So in this scenario, I want a dialogue that's going to prompt me to ask them, have you done your homework? And when they say, no, I haven't, I'm going to basically say, well, then, you know, how come you haven't done it? You've been on Facebook or whatever social site, you know, already today. And so then we're going to pick a punishment because they were supposed to have done it. And so we use the query to be able to do the picking of that. And then we want to create a record of that, so because they always seem to take advantage of me because I forget that I gave them that punishment. So we'll create a custom activity that records the grounding. And, you know, we'll pick that grounding from a custom entity that I have that's called grounding ideas. And, you know, we've got a couple on there, no Facebook, no texting on Windows Phone, and no Zoom, of course. And so what we're going to do here is come up to here, and I'm actually going to run through this first. So you're probably used to this run workflow, where if you had a workflow, you could pick and start off and fire it off. In this case, I'm going to use start dialogue. Start dialogue lets me see a list of the existing ones. So in this case, I have a nag about homework dialogue that you see coming up. I also can do these instead of just doing it from this list, because this would list a whole bunch of them. But there may be times you want to integrate these dialogues with the ribbon or a button on the application, things like that, a little bit more custom. So I'm going to show an example here. I've actually added to the ribbon a custom button in a custom group called nagging. I wanted to leave flexibility for future enhancements. Might want to nag about cleaning your room and other things like that. But that's a whole different session altogether. So here we're going to run the homework nag. And you're going to see it's going to launch the dialogue. Now, we'll go look at building some of this in a minute, but I wanted to kind of walk you through the idea of what you might want to do when building one of these. So, you know, I basically have the, you know, do you have homework? And notice I default to yes, because most likely they probably do. I can give them a tip, and we'll see how to build that in. So we'll go ahead and add that. And so here I've said, you know, is the homework done? Since I've seen you're on Facebook at, 11/1/2010 at 4 p.m. And when they say no, of course, because we all know they probably didn't do their homework, then we can go ahead and, click next. It's going to prompt me for a punishment. So this time we can choose, no Zoom. That one always tends to go over well. And we'll go ahead and wrap that up. And so if we open up the item here and we go over to activities, we'll see that we just had, this was just, you know, recently processed on here, and we had didn't do homework. Now, as we go back through this, how do we build one of these? So now let's kind of flip around and actually go build one of these for ourselves. So I'm going to come over to settings, to processes. So processes is kind of the new grouping that contains both dialogues and workflows. So if you're used to looking to build a workflow, you're going to now look to build a process. And when you choose to build that process, you're going to basically choose between a dialog or a workflow as you do that. I'm going to go ahead and deactivate the one that I built earlier. And what we're going to do is go ahead and I'm going to click on New, and I get this dialog, Create Process. And so we'll just call this Demo Nag About Homework. And so we're going to come down and remember, we're going to do this. We want this. You're going to pick an entity that this runs on. All dialogues are associated with an entity, just like if you were creating a workflow, you would pick an entity that you wanted to trigger that. Now, notice that as we create this, we also are going to pick between workflow and dialogue. So this back to my comment about similarities, we could also go through the same process and use the similar type one to do the workflow as well. So we're going to choose dialogue. And we're going to come down here and just basically, you know, notice we don't have triggering events. It's always on demand. The only time it wouldn't be on demand is if you only wanted this to run as a child dialogue, meaning linked to by another dialogue. Otherwise, you're always going to have that on demand. Notice that we can add steps. So this is where, very similar to workflow editor, you're going to see where you can have these different steps. You are going to see a couple of things that are new. For example, page, query, CRM data, and assign are not currently part, as well as the linked child dialog, are not part of the workflow if you're used to the workflow editor. You'll also notice that these input arguments and variables aren't the same as in the workflow editor. The way that these are worked, variables you can use to hold values while you're running in your dialogue. So maybe you want to keep a count of how many times they told you that they did their homework. So, you know, after you get to 10 times, you just say, fine, you're grounded for the month. And the input arguments come into play when you use child dialogues. And so in the child dialogue, you would actually define input arguments for anything you want the parent dialogue to pass into it. So it allows you to kind of compose these together. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and add a page. So remember I said page is kind of the vehicle to collect information. Now, not all the time is this important, but a lot of times you're going to find out that if you don't use meaningful names, for example, if I just put the letter A, I'm going to have a very hard time when I look back and try to use the value from things, you know, to be able to do that. Context of where you click is very important. So what it wants me to do here is select the row down here. I'm going to now come down and add a prompt and response. So I'm building a page. It's going to be an interactive dialogue that's shown to the user. The prompt and response becomes a question that's asked to the user on that page. And so here is the question I'm going to ask is, do you have homework? And so what I'm going to do here is come down and so the label basically becomes the name that I'm going to refer to this as. I'm going to go ahead and ask the question here in the prompt text. Now, obviously, these could be different. You can make them as cryptic or as uncryptic as you want. And we want to give a tip, look at them when they answer. Always easier to tell, you know, if they you know, are really telling you the answer that you have. You can also include things in here. So you'll notice the form assistance here. So just like you're building an email template or other things, you can add the slugs into here and say, you know, do you have homework? Include the date if you want or whatever is useful to you. Now, the other part of this, of the prompt, is the response. The response is what you want to get back or want to be able to provide when you go through it. Defaults to no, which would just allow you to kind of have a prompt. You know, it might say, good evening, thank you for calling Contoso. That's all fine. So in the response type, we can come in here. And in this case, we're just going to make this Actually, we'll do option set. So you notice there's a couple types. I can get just text, so I might just want to have, you know, what's your name. In this case, I'm going to do an option set, and I want the results to be text. And I'm going to add two values to this. The first one down here I'm going to define as yes. Now, these are very much like option sets, but they do not reuse the built-in option sets. What I'm defining is values that are only, it would help if I define no on this one, that are only useful in the context of the dialogue. It is possible if you want to have similar values, you could mirror the values, so you could do some type of evaluation. But for all practical purposes, these are kind of standalone all by themselves. So we've now defined the question, and I'm going to go ahead and save this. And so what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to kind of short circuit this a little bit because we just want to get right to the grounding because we know they probably haven't done that. So we are going to go ahead and at least check. Oftentimes they say we just assume that they're guilty. But I will actually go ahead and add a check condition here and say, okay, did they do it? And just like you would in workflow, we can go ahead and add a condition. So we're going to say, in this case, we want to check the answer from that page, that prompt and response. You'll see it shows up on the list. Do you have homework? And we're going to look at the response value. And what we're looking for is that it's equal to no. And in that case, now we want to go ahead and remember I said we were going to query for a punishment, so we're going to add this query CRM data. Of punishments. And so this is an area where the name is useful because we're going to, again, reference it just like we did in the check condition. And if you made all these things really cryptic, it gets really tough to figure out what you're doing really quick. So I click Set Properties, and it brings up, this should look like an advanced find or, kind of the criteria editor. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go down and we want to do a query against our grounding ideas. We could do some criteria on here. We could pick from existing views if we want to kind of start from there. We can also, if we're defining criteria, for example, we want to be a little specific. So, maybe we want to query based on, something. We could add criteria. And then in the fetch XML, you'd actually come over here and provide the value. So this is where you could have the name, and you could actually get this from another field. And when you do that, you'd actually jump over to the fetch XML. Notice it says I had to provide a name. What I recommend doing there is just providing a tag type name so you can remember what it is. You could jump over, and this is where this is where it kind of bridges the gap where you tend to be more developer than user doing this type of setup where you're doing the query. But you basically would come in and provide the value from the, so we'd come over here from the dynamic values, and we might say, include, some field that we input, and I'm just choosing a random one to show you this for right now. So we're just going to do number of children, drop that on, and that would drop that in. Now, in our real case here, I'm not interested in filtering it on a value. I actually want to get all in the list, but I wanted to show you how you might build and use that fetch XML with the list. So we're going to go ahead and just say we want all grounding ideas. And you can collapse this stuff. So if it starts getting too big, you can kind of close that down. So after the query here, I want to add another step. In this case, I'm going to do another page. Pick punishment. And we're going to do another prompt and response. And so the idea here is we want to, in this prompt and response, we want them to choose the punishment they want to give. And so, which of course, give them a tip, don't be too easy. Now, in this case, we want to have a pick list again. And this time, instead of providing values like we did last time where we defined the values, we're actually going to use the query. And so when we pick the query, it's going to give us a list of any of the queries that we have in our dialog that we can choose from. We happen to have only one, so it's pre-selected. You can have multiple fields shown, and if you do, you can provide a separator to show to make it a little cleaner. And so we're going to go ahead and save and close. And then finally, what we want to do is go ahead and now notice it only gives me a prompt and response. What I have to do in order to get to where I can add in the things where I want is kind of click up from there back on the page, and then it'll allow me to insert something. And so what I want to do at this point is go ahead and create a record. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and say I want to create a, so record grounding, and we're going to create a grounding custom activity. And so we're going to say grounded from, and over here we're going to come down and choose the chosen punishment, and we want to take the name of that. And so we're going to add that into the subject title so it says what it is, and we'll go ahead and save and close on that.
Let's go ahead and create a demo that builds out the dialogue that we just looked at so you can see a little bit of it in action as we build that out. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and start a new dialogue. So if I go ahead and do new here from processes, I'm going to give a name for it. We'll just call this a demo dialogue. We're going to pick the entity that we run against because the entity is important because the dialogue is associated with that entity. So we're going to go pick, in this case, we're going to run it against kid. And here's where you choose, do you want it to be a workflow or a dialogue? So we want this to be a dialogue. You'd come to the same place now to do a workflow as well. So we'll go ahead and say OK here. A little housekeeping here real quick. Always good to have your pop-ups turned off for the CRM site. Let's go ahead and bring that back up. And so here we have a fresh dialog. It's configured it. It's activated as a process. This is where if you wanted to make it a template so you could reuse it later, you'd be able to set that there. You also have some options with respect to running it on demand or as a child process. In general, you would only turn on the on demand. That would be typically left on. The only time you would turn that off is if you only wanted the dialogue to be run through a child dialogue by doing a link to it. And we'll keep talking about that as we go through it. We'll see how some of that might play out. So we're going to leave it as on demand. You also notice in here you have input arguments and variables. So input arguments are used when you link to a dialog. So this is where you pass things into a child dialog. The variables are ones that you could use where you want to keep track of something, maybe a tally of how many times you asked your kids if they've done their homework. You could use a variable to keep track of that as you're going through the dialog, as you ask some different questions, things like that, and reference that from within the dialog steps for conditional choices. So we're going to go down to steps. Steps is very much like workflow, although we have some new things like we discussed. So for example, the first thing we could do is add a page on here. Pages are interactive page. So this is ask about homework. You're going to notice you put descriptions on a number of these items, and it's important to understand that a lot of times you'll be referencing back to those descriptions. So if you choose poor names like A, B, and C, you may not be able to recognize what's what later when you have to make decisions of how to use the data later. So we have the page here. We're going to go ahead and click down on the where it says select this row. You'll understand that that's kind of important as you go through and play with the editor a little bit to make sure that your mouse has clicked in the right area that has focus. We're going to go add a prompt and response. Prompt and response is our actual question we're going to ask, and then we're going to what do we want to do with the response that we get back from the user running the dialogue. So in this case, the question we're going to ask is, did homework? And we're going to go ahead and set properties on here and set properties. When we go into this, this is where you'll provide the actual question. And we could actually pull in dynamic data in here. So for example, maybe I want to prefix this with their first name. So what I could do is come over here to the form assistant, go down, find the first name, bring that in, click add, go ahead, say OK. And we actually want to drop that in before, so we'll just kind of move this around after that. And so we'll say their name, did you do your homework, and put a question mark on it. Make sure to look into their eyes when you ask the question. So that's our tip that will show up. That allows you to kind of give some, ideas of what they should be doing, or, some tips that go along with the prompt.
We want to say what we're going to do with the response details. The response details is the results of asking that question. So in this case, we're going to do a pick list. You'll notice on here there's a few different things, single line. You can have them be radio buttons instead of a pick list, which will be a drop down. You can have multiple lines of text. So we're going to, for this one, go ahead and use the pick list. And text data type is fine, but you can also use int float as well from there. And we do want to log the response to have that included with the results. A couple things you can do for providing the values for the option set. You can use defined values, or you can query CRM data. We'll do the CRM data later. Right now, we're going to actually define some values. I'm going to go ahead and define two. The first one is going to be yes, which you notice I make that the first item. And actually, what I want to ask here, we'll leave this here and we'll come back. What I really want to ask them first is they have homework. But we'll come back to that in a second. We'll just keep this simple. So this might look familiar to like option sets and some of the values on them. It's a very similar interface. The two are completely separate, so you can't pull the option sets from your entities in here currently. That's something that you might see come out later, but right now it's defined to just values that you specify at this point. And so we have our page done here. Now, you notice I mentioned that I wanted to kind of have a question, did they do homework? What I could do is I could come in here and I could say, or do you have homework, I should say. I could come in here and insert before and add in steps. We're going to keep this simple for right now. I'm just going to ask if they have homework. And based on that, we're now going to add a evaluation. So I'm going to add a check condition. Now notice I'm not getting check condition as a viable option. I'm just getting prompt and response. So what I need to do is I actually need to go up and click here to highlight the page so I get out of it. It doesn't think I want to add another prompt and response. I'm going to go ahead and add a check condition. And this check if they did homework. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to evaluate that prompt and response we just did. So we're going to come down here in the criteria. This might look familiar. It's very similar to the advanced find criteria editor where you're basically providing criteria. You'll notice down at the bottom you have the prompt and response that we did before. Did you do homework? So we're able to select that. We're able to say that we want to evaluate the response value. So you can also evaluate the label if you want, but the value is typically a little more reliable. We're going to come over here in here and we're going to say we want to say it equals. And what we want to do is we want to evaluate to if it says no, because if it's no, we're going to basically go apply a grounding to them, and that's what we're going to do as part of our dialogue. So I'm going to go ahead and save that as my criteria. And I'm going to select the row underneath it to go ahead and add some conditions. Now I'm going to go ahead and collapse this so I have a little more room. You can have some flexibility with the editor to collapse sections that you no longer are working on so you have a little more space to be able to see things. And I'm going to come in here and I need to get a list of the groundings that are applicable. So we're going to go get the do a query. And in this case, we're going to query against the grounding ideas. And you'll notice this is pretty familiar. Again, very much like the advanced find. I'm going to come down here and choose grounding ideas as the entity that I'm looking for. I could pull down and use one of the views that's there, or I could provide some criteria. So let's just go ahead and we'll use the active grounding ideas views, and you'll notice that'll pull that in as the starting point to make sure that I only get the active ones on there. And I could still continue to add some additional variables on there, and we'll go ahead and save that and close. And so next thing we need to do is we need to go ahead and use that data. So I'm going to add another page. On this page, we're going to prompt them to pick a grounding. We're going to select the row here, and on here we're going to again add a prompt and response. Now the prompt and response is going to be choose grounding, and we're going to go ahead on here and present them a list of the ideas and let them pick a primary. We'll tell them to be nice, and in here we're going to have we'll go ahead and use the option set pick list, and instead of using defined values this time, we're going to query CRM data,
And notice it preset the query variables to the query that we just built. If we had multiple queries in our dialog, it would show a list of them and we could pick from those. You can use separators. So if you're going to show multiple fields, so I can decide I want to show multiple fields was applicable, you do have to add the fields to the view before you're able to see them here. So if you get to this screen and wonder why you only see a couple of items on here, what you would have to do is go back and modify your query so that you had multiple columns show up in there, and then they'd be available for you to use and show as part of the thing. You can use a separator value if you're going to show multiple to be able to have them separated by whatever you provide, a comma, a bar, or whatever makes sense. And so now that we've had them chose this, and obviously you may want to add a little more, opt-out, so ways that they could decide that they don't want to choose things, or alternate punishments, things like that. But we're going to keep this simple. We're going to go back now that they've completed that page. What we want to do is go ahead and add a step to create a record. We want to record this as a grounding activity. So this is our custom activity, recall, that we're basically going to record anytime we ground them. And the reason I'm using, the nice thing here is I'm able to use the same constructs that I do in a workflow, things like create records, update records, anything that I have, I can create new records, I can update the existing records, I can update related records. So there's a lot of power with dialogues to be able to work with that process. So that's one of the benefits of dialogues, is it steps out of that process where you're working on a single form, because some of this you could do on a single form, but when you have multiple things you want to create or have that process you want to walk them through, it gives a lot more flexibility. So we're going to create the grounding record. We're going to choose from here grounding as the record, set the properties. We're going to say grounded from, and so we're going to come back to the choose grounding. So this is, again, we're using the dialog results from the prior prompt and response. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull in the name of that grounding, and what we go ahead and include that as part of the subject name that will show up on there. And we'll go ahead and leave that like that. We could fill in other things, but let's just go ahead and keep it simple. Go ahead and save this dialog. Activate it. So until you activated it, it's not available to the user to be able to run. You need to activate it first. Go ahead and close that, come back over to our kid entity, pick a record, and we'll go ahead and click the run start dialog. And you'll see that our dialog is the only one that showed up. Now, if I had the other one still activated, the one that we used prior in the earlier demo, I deactivated. That's why you're not showing. Otherwise, you'd see both of them here. I'm going to go ahead and choose to run this. Okay, so if we go over to Kid A, open that up, we should be able to verify that the record was just created, the grounding. So we'll come over to Activities. We didn't put a due date on that, so we'll go ahead and change the filter to All. And there we see Grounded from No Zoom. Obviously, we could put a nice little space in there, but the idea is that you can pull all this together. You can use the dynamic data to be able to pull that together. So dialogues are a flexible way to be able to pull together processes that are step-by-step processes. They can be anything from a call center type script where you obviously have somebody on the phone you're getting that from. They could be for a receptionist. They could be to help with a business process. So something just as simple as where there's multiple steps involved, you can script that through the dialogues to provide a predictable way that the user can go through. Oftentimes, as the processes get more complex, it's hard for the user to remember all the steps they need to go through. You can streamline that with dialogues to provide a very guided process that they go through when working with the business process.